Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Professional hockey in Utah could have some benefits for when we likely host the 2034 Olympics.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, Utah's Olympic Bid Committee President and CEO Fraser Bullock tells me this new team helps us in a couple of ways. For one, we need to at least add some more seats to the Delta Center, even if we don't get that new arena downtown.
Expanding the arena with several thousand seats that we could have, that's millions of dollars.
Bullock says we also don't see the NHL's best players in the Olympics, and having a team here makes it more likely that they will participate. If that new arena downtown is built, it could give us some flexibility. Bullock says it would help, but for now, we do already have events planned for the Delta Center, the Maverick Center, and Peaks Ice Arena once again in 2034. Live at the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman gave an interview to the NHL Network last night after it was announced that Utah was getting a team. Here's a portion of what he had to say.
The goal was to preserve hockey to the extent we could in Arizona and establish a new franchise in Utah. So the Coyotes are going to be inactive with the right to reactivate when a new building is built within the next 5 years. And the players and hockey operations are going to be shifted to Utah, and Ryan Smith and his partners are going to own and operate that, and the team will play in the Delta Center.
Right. And that's the key. It's the establishment of a new franchise. It's not a relocation. It's not an expansion team. Essentially, that's the way it goes.
It's really kind of a hybrid because we're taking a pause in Arizona so that we can get a new building there. But what really was underlying all of this was what we thought was going to be a temporary facility, meaning Mullet, and thank you to ASU for sharing the facility with us. We were looking under a best case at another 3 to 5 years. It wasn't appropriate for the league. It's not a major league building, and it wasn't fair to the players.
Bettman says it should take 2 summers after this year to renovate the Delta Center so it has 17,000 unobstructed seats for hockey.
Two of Utah's congressmen are pushing a bill they hope will block undocumented immigrants from boarding planes. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with a story. Peter?
Amanda, Representative Burgess Owens has added his name to a bill that would stop airlines from accepting certain immigration documents as ID. The bill takes aim especially at an app called CBP1, which allows immigrants to set up an appointment with customs ahead of landing at a U.S. port of entry. Owens says in a statement that this is a, quote, double standard, because he says American citizens face more strict airport security standards around ID. Now, Utah Senator Mike Lee is also running a companion bill to this, and he has argued that this makes the U.S. less safe. Other leaders, like Washington Senator Patty Murray, on the other hand, say the app allows more of a heads-up to law enforcement. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Andy, how are things?
Well, right now, if you're on I-15, the drive is still in good shape. Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. There's a big delay coming south towards Brigham City on I-15 because of a pretty big crash. And then one underneath the freeway, 800 North in Orem, affecting people exiting the freeway northbound particularly. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Parts of the Jordan River Trail are closed due to high water levels, and it might stay that way for a while. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Amanda, our snowpack is sitting at 130% of normal, and Utah Lake is at a level where it can't store any more water, meaning the gates are open and water is flowing into the Jordan River. County officials tell the Salt Lake Tribune we'll see peak flows along the river's tributaries sooner than usual. Ideally, as things warm up, we'll see warmer days get checked by cooler days so snow doesn't melt all at once. Still, officials say be careful and keep your kids and pets away from any waterfronts along the river as the snow melts. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
This is interesting. Could an ultrasound help cure addictions? A team of researchers at the U of U thinks so. Professor of Psychiatry at Huntsman Mental Health Institute, Dr. Brian Mickey, says by using an ultrasound machine on a patient's brain, they can target the addiction pathways.
We're kind of going to the source of the problem, which are these deep brain circuits that we know are involved in addiction. And
the research team was awarded over $2 million in funding to further their work by the global health nonprofit organization, Welcome Leap.